Welcome back to DMnastics, the gym for dungeon masters to work out their minds. I am one of your hosts, DM Neil, aka Joke Maniac.
And I am the other one of your hosts, DM Main Prisington, is going to be my name for today. Ooh. And you'll see why.
Done.
In just a second.
Ah, indeed. You can hear the gears turning.
Ooh.
As it were. This one tied back to episode number 5, not 5.
episode 5.
Haha! This one tied back to episode number 55, Steampunkery. And the guest for that episode was Sean Ellsworth from Tribality.com. Go check out Tribality. It's awesome. It's your one-stop shop for all the D&D news you'd need. No, because they got more cool stuff than that.
All the RPG hijinks you could possibly want.
Yes. Do the RSS feed, because that's what I do so that I can just check my phone. And the DMnastics was number 43, and I pulled it from a hilarious Family Guy reference. Who really grinds my gears? Exclamation point, question mark. Because you can't see that, and I don't know how to really inflect all of that goodness. Essentially, I put it forth to the blockheads, the block party, whatever we want to call it, to help create a steampunk-type guild for the world of D'Aimbe. So your tinkerers, your alchemists, your top hats, your monocles, your bionic arm, bionic leg, anything and everything that fits into the idea of steampunk fits here.
Amazing. So you listeners, you can't really imagine the amount of content that the forum users created for this one. They got out their crafting benches, and they got out their blow torches and their steam pumps, and they just went to town. So much content was created.
Yeah, and there was so much content from so many people that I ended up having to kind of merge and form it together, because people had like taken it and essentially pseudo-created their own guild, and it's almost like factions inside the guild. And so I did a bit of work and got that all condensed down into one guild, namely the Cogsworth Club. And the factions, like I said, is the Flamehorn Group, the Arcane Athenium, then the Beer and Bomb Brigade. And to give like a little bit of perspective on how much content is here, there's almost 3,000 words for this guild right now. And that's just the content that I condensed down from all of the amazing ideas from the forum users. So if you want a plug and play kind of steampunk themed guild for your world, we have that ready and available for you right here.
Absolutely. I can definitely vouch for being a card-holding member of the Beer and Brom Brigade that it's a great place to be and to hang out. The logo, however, for the overall guild, the entire organization of the Cogsworth Club, is kind of like a top hat. Not kind of like, it's exactly like a top hat, but surrounding this top hat is a gear that kind of is a little bit more than a semicircle, kind of like an upside-down C that kind of embraces this top hat into its amazing mechanical self.
Yeah, definitely. And there are, as there usually is, thanks to one KJ Magel, there are a ton of alternate logo ideas that were presented, but this is the one that the forum users collectively voted on as the one to use for the Cogsworth Club. And so it's difficult for us to try and convey this information because there is so much good stuff. So this one, probably more than others, I would definitely implore you, go check this out. There's so much great content, and the content that ties back to itself is impressive. The guild structure, however, is really straightforward. Sell to the highest bidder and advancements given to all.
Yeah. Pretty Done. Simple business model there for the Cogsworth Club. Not much to be confused with. So we're going to move past it into what races can be found as members of the Cogsworth Club. The user says, for some reason, I would expect that the guild would be neutral to race and gender. Admission would be based on a review of the artificer's ability, or perhaps compulsory if a craftsman is deemed a risk if left unsupervised. Anyone who can show up and convince the judges or officers of their potential or ability and pay any potential duties or fees would be admitted regardless of race, gender, or potential presence of a soul. If they can build it, they can come. So if you, doesn't matter who your players are or who the NPCs are, if they can craft things, build things, make things in a steampunk setting, they're in. Tell us about the main leader.
So the leader of the guild is going to come from the mind of DM Rowan, and she has given us the guildmaster of Gizzy Whirltopple, a female gnome fighter. So, and she actually has a picture that she drew on DeviantArt. So check that out. So the wild and untamed Gizzy Whirltopple current leader of the guild, has a passion for inventing crazy things and using said gadgets for that great adrenaline rush. I'm already terrified that this is the leader of the guild, but going on. She doesn't really care about running the guild, but she's extremely charismatic and is great at uniting guild members to work on a large project or simply motivating members. She knows most everyone by name and takes time to get to know the new members. If only through a letter from a secondary leader, Gizzy's extremely confident, reckless, brash, inventive, and cheerful. So, I mean...
That's paragraph one.
Yeah, that's paragraph one. There's a ton more that you can look into, but it's just that leader, like that, in my mind, and I could be wrong, but it almost seems like that bubbly presence, like that person you want to get to know. And she happens to be the leader of the guild. And also that inventive and reckless, going out and striving for the greatest achievement that she can just through just sheer desire to make the next cool thing.
Very cool character idea.
Yeah. Extra little stuff like she hates paperwork, preferring to get her hands dirty or do a field test when not allowed to tinker or test devices, for instance. While attending a guild conference or on a doctor-mandated bed rest, she grows increasingly restless and groans loudly until someone brings her something to tinker or gives in and lets her go about her business.
Pretty awesome. So if you want more NPCs, there were 6 secondary leaders that were invented or kind of created. We're not going to go over all of them, but quick cover of the names. There's Finnego Cogblast, Cyrena Sunsinner, Horfire Daggerkin, Lorelath Meadowbright, Callahan Longhouse, and Brune Blackpowder. So there's like a ton of NPCs that you can instantly have at your fingertips with really great descriptions of the way they behave, what they look like, who they are, to bring in as well.
I think if we're going to grab one real quick, though, we should definitely grab the one from none other than DM Chris.
I've heard of
him. He even jumped in. Yeah, I have heard him as well. I've heard his dulcet tones, as they were. So if we want to grab that one and toss out that idea,
absolutely,
I think we totally should.
So DM Chris's idea was the first one. Finnego Cogblast is a gnomish tinkerer. He is quite the trickster within the group. He has found a way to make bombs that use cogs as their timer. So like a ticking time bomb. He is often seen wandering the hallway, juggling some of his cog bombs, as they have come to be known. He often pulls small pranks on his friends. No one can figure out how his cog bombs work, and so he uses these to his advantage. He will often place them within his friends' cupboards or closets with a string attached. When the door is pulled and the string is released, and his friends hear the infamous ticking of his works, most of his prank bombs are simply filled with confetti, though, that upon explosion discharge a large amount all over the room. He is very highly sought after by many assassins as well, because of these cog bombs. They sell on the black market for a very pretty penny. He also went out and found a sweet picture of this guy. He's got bright pink hair that's kind of like in a Wolverine style. He's got a nice bushy beard and a very long waxed pink mustache. And he is currently building what appears to be the head piece of some type of warforged robot kind of minion. So very awesome.
The picture is actually from World of Warcraft. Oh. Or Hearthstone. I can't decide which.
From Blizzard.
Yeah, it's from Blizzard. So their stuff is super cool. And maybe I'm too much of a fanboy and that's why I picked it. I mean, no, it's totally because all of DM Chris's ideas are the best ever. And, well, it is. And I super enjoy the cog bomb idea because of how hilarious and innocent it feels like its original idea is and how twisted it becomes at the end, with the assassins being the one that are the main purchasers of the cog bomb, because essentially all you need to do is go plant it and done. Now the person has died.
It definitely takes a dark turn.
So then, as DM Main Prize had mentioned, there were 6 different secondary leaders, and there were also 4 notable non-leader members, and one of them, written by Tesla Ranger, ties back the relationships that this notable non-leader has to the other people inside the guild. And that's always by far like my favorite thing, when seeing the ideas of one person being tied back to the ideas of another. The one that really stands out to me, though, is from DM Starhelm, and it is of a warforged, and you kind of got a hint of that. The guild is open to anybody and everybody as long as their skills are sufficient, and it is a black warforged with like a red gem in its forehead and kind of some red veins almost going through it. And it is, sorry. I forgot what his name was, but his name is Gallus Gearguts, the Warforged Blacksmith. Mm. Gallus is a talented smith whose body has been crafted with a special type of obsidian alloy that is extraordinarily resistant to heat. This allows him to heat the forges to a level that would melt most organic humanoids. He often climbs right into the forge to work on his projects. When combined with his ability to work longer periods without getting tired due to his construct nature, this makes him an invaluable member of the guild. Gallus specializes in working with special metals, crystals, and alloys. He is very cheerful and friendly and loves collaborating on new inventions with guildmates. Although his eagerness to work on new and increasingly exotic projects comes off as annoying to some.
That's pretty impressive.
Awesome.
Just like the idea of getting into the forge, that's what I love, that idea.
Yeah, to like get close enough to the spot that is hot enough to work the exotic metals that he has is, yeah, such a cool visual. You're like, well, yeah, just go see Gallus. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I went to his room, but I didn't see him. Oh, I have to check inside the forge. Not something I thought I was going to need to do, but apparently I have to go knock on the forge itself to see if he's in there.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, and that picture. I mean, he looks so amazing, the picture.
Mm-hmm. So the next thing we want to touch on is the main city of operation for this Cogsworth Club. The main city of operation is called Rockport, and it says, formerly a small seaport town, after the invention of the skyship engine, this town grew into a bustling industrial sky city. Keeping the name Rockport, it is home to a number of rival guilds, which leads to a political and corporate intrigue. So that's the main city. As you can see, a lot of it is going to be, you're going to try and play up that political and corporate intrigue fact with various factions and guilds and money-making people and organizations vying for power and control of the city. The moving of goods is probably going to be something that's really highly monitored and probably a place where you could have a lot of cool encounters, whether that's, you know, espionage or stealing goods or making sure goods get delivered from, you know, the ground part of Rockport all the way up into the Sky City. Definitely there's a lot of room there for growth and for storytelling.
And then the secondary city of operation real quick is Lynchtree, a small town on the edge of the Badlands near the prairie. While not a rail yard, it is a large stockyard and is an important station on the Beef Line.
Beef Line.
Which, I mean, I feel like with the latest Ed Greenwood episode, one of the things he mentioned is figuring out, like, if they've got this over here, then why do they need it over here? And, like, just again, just the awesome amount of world building that you could get from just a simple idea there. I mean, one sentence and going off of that and figuring out how the world of Dayine Bay works or your own personal world.
Absolutely. Really just amazing stuff. So the next thing we want to touch on is the notable technological advancements. Neil, why don't you tell us about some of that?
Okay, so probably one of the coolest and very elaborately done up versions of something we have in our real world ported into the fantasy world is the Arcanograph. Essentially boiled down to its essence, it's a typewriter or printing press for magical spells and magical effects. Essentially, it builds out the story of how the guild figured out how to create the magical essence of ink and the magical essence that goes into creating spells and trying this, that, the other spell components here, different ideas on how to get the text onto the page, and through innovation, trial and error, they figured out how to create a printing press that makes magical spells that anybody could then use. And of course, as you can imagine, some people don't think that's the world's greatest idea. And kind of the intrigue behind it is that the religious sects have decreed that the guild's use of the spiritual energy in such a mundane implement is deplorable, and the wizards' colleges have raged endlessly about the lack of mortal influence and like the oversight of just being able to print this out and hand it to anybody.
Interesting.
Again, because I don't know how to not use the amazing content that is the Ed Greenwood episode, this would totally be something that Elminster would get behind, because it's putting magic in the hands of everyone, because that is ultimate goal. It's the magic to permeate throughout the entire world. And it's such a cool and well done idea. And it was from DM Foreclosure, and I just can't thank DM floor closure enough for such a great example of how to take something that exists in our world, real world, you know, in that Asgardian mentality, if you will, in making technology into magic and back and forth. They're one and the same, as I believe you could quote Thor. And if there's anyone who you want to quote, it's Thor.
Absolutely. I can agree with that. That's a quote I can get behind. If you want to quote somebody, it's Thor. Wow, that's very, very cool. So you can clearly see there is so much content for this post. Seriously, if you're doing something steampunk related, check this post out. Even if you don't take, you know, verbatim the characters or like the inventions or the guild structure or the guild names, it's a great template for all things steampunk. I mean, the amount of people that contributed, DM Rowan, Tesla Ranger, KJ Magel, DM Foreclosure, Laser Sniper, Dave Irwin, like a ton of people got in on this. And, you know, we as individuals can only create so much with our time, but when a lot of people get together, they can make something beautiful. And that's what happened here today. So definitely get on the forums and check this one out. See all the pictures that individual users posted to kind of help fuel the fires that, you know, boiled the water into steam to bring you this steampunk DMnastics.
Definitely. And so because of how much content there is here, it almost feels weird to try and add more to something that is already so developed and so awesome. So instead, we'll just go ahead and continue to implore you as a listener to head over to the forums and jump on there, get involved in this DMnastics, the awesome conversations that we have, and anything and everything that you find on there.
To do that, you can head over to dungeonmasterblock.freeforum.net and try some DMnastics out for yourself so your players don't ask, do you even lift?
I gotta get a pump.
That's it. It's good. It hurts. I know it does. That's it. Get it.